Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Finally, it's here. Brewers baseball is back. This is Opening Day with WTMJ. Now broadcasting live from American Family Field. Here are your hosts, Greg Matzik and Steve Scafidi.
Oh yeah, we are. We are live from American Family Field. The sun just came out a minute ago. I can already smell the grills going. A hint of sausages in the air. So get on out here. Beautiful opening day. This is a lot of excitement as always. I can tell you about stories going back to the 80s. But let's get right out to Greg Matzik, who's in the dugout. And he's got a Florida boy, so I wonder how he feels about this cold weather. Vinny Capra's joining Greg Matzik in the dugouts in American Family Field. Go, Greg.
Yeah, it's great to be here. They just finished up with the team photo. Not the team photo, but the staff photo. A lot of people wearing plaid, right, as a nod to Bob Uecker in so many tributes and touches representing Bob Uecker here today. We'll go through those throughout the program. But Vinny Capra joins us in the dugout. And, Vinny, welcome to Milwaukee. First opening day roster, first of all. You've been with the franchise for a little over a year now, but working your way through spring training, every time I looked at your box score, you would hit a home run, right? I think you had 3 home runs in your first 3 hits in spring training. It was a great spring, and now you get a chance to convert that opportunity into a spot with a major league team.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been a great spring, and transitioning into this year, it's really exciting to be a part of this club, and really just looking forward to getting a lot of wins this year. You know, we're a winning ball club. We play the game the right way, and it's just exciting.
Yeah, what were those conversations like in the early going of spring training? Obviously, you're talking about a playoff team, 90-plus win team from a year ago. Not a lot of open roster spots, and you really had to kind of force your way in.
Yeah, I mean, it's we got a lot of good players, you know, and that's what you get at this level. So it's about kind of going out there and trying to play at your best, you know, that you know you can play at, and go out there each and every day, enjoy the process, enjoy the game, and really just have fun.
Was there anything that you learned about yourself as you're going through the course of spring training? You had been through spring trainings before, but your opportunity to stick with the major league roster coming out of camp was something a little new.
It was. I've been trying to do that for, you know, a couple years now and be where I'm at. And just being here, it's so gratifying, you know, to be out here and enjoy the fans, you know, that they're what we play for. So being able to do that and be out here and enjoy the atmosphere, the energy that this level brings, it's awesome.
How meaningful is a day like this for you? Obviously, the season started in New York, but a chance to, run out of the dugout on opening day for the team you play for.
Yeah, I mean, awesome. I mean, I think it's probably better, right? It's better than New York because here, you know, this is our fan base. This is who we play for. And it's just an incredible city that I'm lucky to be a part of.
Yeah, so you've been with a couple of different organizations. You ended up with Milwaukee, I think, in 2023. So what is it like? I'm always curious for people who played with other organizations, what makes the Brewers different than other places that you've been?
I enjoyed those other places. You know, it's part of where I came from and kind of what's developed me into who I am today. But coming to the Brewers last year, it kind of felt more like home. It felt like more of a place where my play style is part of this team. And being around these guys, I've been able to see what they do, see how they carry themselves, see how they play the game, and be able to kind of mold a little bit into that.
So what is your greatest strength, do you think? For people who don't know a lot about Vinny Capra, who are learning about you throughout the course of spring training, what is your style of play?
I try to play hard. You know, I try to play hard and give it my all every single day. You know, the focus, the commitment, the conviction out here, that's just something I try to bring. You know, play hard, slide hard, hit, field, do everything.
Well, in opening day home run at Yankee Stadium, that goes on the resume, doesn't it? I mean, that's got to be a feeling among the greatest in your professional career.
It's pretty special, yeah. You know, and to have my family out there to enjoy that moment as well, I really, you know, I couldn't write that any better.
Did you hear Lane Grindle's call of your home run? That'll also go down in Brewers history.
Yeah, that was awesome. And I actually didn't know that was going on until after the game. You know, somebody said that, and I was like, that gave me chills, you know, to be the first one to experience that and to have that. So that's I mean, it's kind of a blessing, you know.
Yeah, it was Bob Uecker's signature home run call done by Lane Grindle for your home run that you hit against the New York Yankees. You were here for a little bit last year. Did you get a chance to talk to Bob or interact with him in any way?
Yeah, I got a chance to talk with him a little bit. You know, I was up here for a short stint, so being able to talk with him obviously is it's a special moment. And, you know, I got to learn a little bit about him, where he's from, and that he enjoyed fishing as much as I did. So, you know, we connected a little bit there. And I know a lot of the guys, he's such a special person for this clubhouse and this environment and this city. So a lot of the other guys really connect with him. And, you know, it's obviously a tough loss going into this year, but it was nice to be able to meet him when I had the chance.
Well, it'll be a special day here at American Family Field. Vinny Capper, appreciate your time. Best of luck today. Looking forward to getting the season started here at home.
Thank you. Let's go get a win.
Absolutely.